My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert. He represents the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District. He's a member of the House Judiciary Committee, and he's a former judge in the state of Texas. He joins me now to talk about the latest developments in the congressional immigration debate and also how a recent Supreme Court decision might impact the immigration policy in this country. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. Good to be with you.
Well, we talked with one of your colleagues last week about reports that House Speaker John Boehner was very seriously considering moving forward on an eventual immigration plan without possibly not having a majority of support from Republicans in the House. Today, he's apparently made it very clear that he will require a majority of Republican support in the House before moving forward on anything. How important is that?
Well, actually, he has been consistent on that as far as a bill coming to the floor of the House that the House generates. And that has not been the concern that Steve King, Michelle Bachman, and others and I have had. Our concern has been that even if we pass a very good bill, like Trey Gowdy's bill, still, if the Speaker sends that to the conference or to a conference committee, then the report comes back, and that's the one we're concerned may not have a majority of Republicans, because if we get a bill back that has amnesty and 99% of the Democrats vote for it, and the Speaker can put the pressure on 30 or so of our guys, 30, 40, 50 our guys, people that are committee chairs on leadership positions, then they can still pass it even without a majority. So we have understood the Speaker didn't want to bring a bill to the floor of the House originally. Our concern is bringing a conference report to the floor that a majority of the Republicans do not support.
So what's the strategy there? Because even if the Speaker follows exactly what you just outlined there, as long as the House passes something, that risk is there. So is the strategy now for the House to pass nothing?
It absolutely is. The strategy is, we have had 70 of our members. It only takes 50 to demand a special conference and a vote. But we have had 70 of our members demand a special conference of our Republicans in the House to discuss immigration and immigration strategy. And what my hope and the hope of many of us is that we will pass a resolution among ourselves that just says that until the president secures the border, which is his legal obligation, as confirmed by the border state governors, then we do not, should not, will not take up any bill that provides any kind of legal status. There are a number of immigration reforms that need to be made, that should be made. We could do bills on now. There are a number of things that we can do with regard to the numbers of visas or the types of visas. I would love to see a temporary visa for farm workers that requires that, sure, that we'll give you a visa for temporary farm workers, but you have to provide an umbrella health insurance policy so the rest of the country doesn't provide all the health care for people that come in to do the farm work. We know we need workers in some areas, but there ought to be health care that the rest of the country doesn't have to pay for. So there are a number of things we could work on, but as far as any type of legal status, we should not move forward until the president secures the border. Greg, this president has had plenty of time, and he has not secured the border, despite what they're saying. So once he gets amnesty for people that are here, what incentive does he have to ever secure the border? Then he'll be able to get an amnesty bill before he goes out as president.
Let me get your reaction to a couple of different comments in recent days, one of which has been around for a long time in this debate, and Senator Rubio and others have made this contention, and that's that the current system, which is desperately in need of reform, as just about everybody suggests, mm-hmm. although they have different ideas on what that should look like, he says we have de facto amnesty right now.
And that's simply not true. There are people here who, because the president is not using the money and the forces he has to enforce the law, then he's basically given them amnesty himself. But the answer is not to and this has never happened before in the history of the country, where a president has refused to follow the law, and so Congress has come along and changed the law because the president refused to enforce it. I'm not aware of any time in our history where Congress has caved in because the president won't follow the law.
Another issue that erupted over this past weekend was the issue of whether Americans are willing to do the jobs that illegal immigrants are currently coming into the country to doing. And one of Senator Rubio's staffers was quoted essentially as saying that American workers simply don't cut it in certain areas. Is that being blown out of proportion, or is that a telling sign of where some are on this issue?
Well, I guess that's one person's opinion, but I don't know. I just know on personal experience, I know people in East Texas that are willing to do the work. I've cleaned commodes. I've worked in as hot a weather, doing as hot, nasty a jobs as there is in this country. And so it's hard for me to believe that if I would do it, that others are not willing. But that's where the debate comes in. We could, when you do the investigation, you find out the facts. And I do know that there are Hispanic workers who have come in who are extraordinarily excellent workers. I know that. I get that. But we need to make sure that people that come in legally. We need to have a system that processes visa applications more quickly, acts on them more quickly. We need to have more realistic assessment of what we need. But in the meantime, there should not be a legal status passed into law until the border's secure.
We're talking with Texas Republican Congressman Louis Gohmert, member of the House Judiciary Committee, former judge in the state of Texas. And, sir, it was the Supreme Court earlier today by a 7-2 decision that struck down an Arizona law, at least in terms of what they can demand of people who are seeking to have the right to vote. The state had demanded that people present proof that they are citizens, but the court says because federal law doesn't go that far, a state can't go further than the feds do. Some see this as opening the floodgates to non-citizens voting, and others say this is simply more of a minor ruling that will kind of tweak how states approach issues like this. Which way do you read it?
Well, I think that actually there's some truth in all of it. First of all, I am so proud of Arizona. They keep trying to make the point that when the federal government refuses, this administration refuses to meet the obligations of their oath of office, then a state needs to step in and fill the gap. So the Supreme Court's saying, well, actually, no, this is a federal function. So it doesn't minimize the incredibly good attitude Arizona has in just trying to make sure the laws are followed. But it is a scary proposition, as noted by some of the international observers of our last election, who could not believe how lax we were in allowing the potential for fraud in the elections, that third world countries take more care to make sure that people who vote are not voting more than once, that some do it by dipping their finger in permanent ink, other solutions to make sure they're lawfully allowed to vote. There is no one in the world that is as lax as we are over something so critically important as voting. And so the people that are disenfranchised are all the legal voters, the people lawfully allowed to vote, who may be, and as we found in some situations, people voting more than once, and people voting who are not entitled to vote. That disenfranchises lawful voters, and it needs to be changed. We need to be more diligent in making sure those who vote are allowed to.
Congressman, we'll hold it there for now. It's always good to have you with us. Thank you.
Great to talk to you, Greg. Thank you.
Thank you. Texas Republican Congressman Louis Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District. He's a former judge, and he sits on the House Judiciary Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.